stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach screwing up his face in disgust. What is it? What's got a bee in your bonnet so far, mate?
No, man.
10 seconds in.
I was just hoping you would get the name of the show right today.
Oh, yeah.
I know it gets confusing when you're doing multiple shows.
Yeah, that is true. I've been called up to the big leagues. That is the Friday Night Frenzy with Andy C from the Underground Revolution, mate. Surprised I got the studio all fixed up.
I like to just stick to one show, but you know, you do your two shows. Maybe master one show.
Ah, mate.
Then
no.
See if you can branch out.
That's not
to
me,
two.
Mate. I like to get my hands in as many cookie jars as I possibly can. I'm surprised they cleaned the place up, mate. We shouldn't even be here. What is it? 3:34 on the Switch 11:09 is 7 o'clock. We're only here for one reason. That's to talk to a band. Stay close. They're coming in a little bit later. So they're keeping me from my leisure time. but big ups to Burley Bears for winning over the Ipswich Jets. And
The Burley Bears that won, or was it the Ipswich Jets that won?
I don't know. As I said it, I'd slip well. If I say it with some conviction, then no one's really going to pick me up on it. But I don't know, mate. What do you think?
Good game on both sides.
Oh, yeah. Full credit to the boys.
The real winner of the day,
I think, was the spectators. Yeah, because they put on some fantastic football there.
And the refs, who did a great job.
If I had to give my opinion, I'd say there was a lot of unforced errors there, but I think they picked up the game in the last half, which was good. I'm not sure who I'm talking about, but one of them did.
Yeah.
and they came the victors, so that's good news to them. But
if there was a kid named Chris on the team, he did a stellar job too.
Yeah, I call him Chris-O.
Chris-O?
Yeah, big Chris-O. Yeah, ask him if he got those grass stains out of his pants.
Not in front of his wife.
Major Lazer, lean on the Josh and Zachary Show, Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, and it is good to be back in my own seat again.
It is, mate. Grizzo's not in the studio today.
No, Grizzo the Garbo is not here, which is unfortunate. But for those of you scratching your heads going, what the hell are they talking about? I got called, Zach, by promotions manager, Mr. Andy C. He does the Underground Revolution, but he's branching out to do some different shows. And
they are very different.
Like nothing anyone's ever heard before. And I got the call Sunday afternoon. Obviously, he heard the show last Sunday. They thought, that's a rip-roaring show. So he got in contact with me. His people did. And off I went. The rocket ship to the moon began at that exact juncture in my life.
I got to tell you, Josh, I listened to the Friday Night Frenzy.
Oh, yeah. So I'm surprised your ears are still on you. I thought you would have cut them off straight after we went off air, and just thought, well, I can't hear anything better than that, so off these go.
I considered it, but then I figured, you know, there'll be another week after. It's sensible to keep the ears on. My main point is, I think I've found my new favorite frenzy.
Well, that's the thing, mate. There's not enough frenzies out there.
There's not.
But I mean, for you to pick only one of the ones that are actually out there is phenomenal.
It's a hard task,
and it's humbling. I've got to say, because to be part of a show like that
tops the frenzy list.
Yeah, and that for you personally, I'm just like, okay, well, that's good. You know, obviously we were doing something right,
and obviously I know radio because I do radio.
Exactly.
You know, that's one of the biggest compliments you can get.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll take it with much joy in my heart. But let me break it down for you. I mean, for people, you probably didn't listen because we kept it low key. We had to keep it low key, mate. Because you could imagine
if too many people tune in, it can overload the antenna.
They call it the frenzy.
Yeah,
but we've got to keep it safe.
A lot of people say that's something that could never happen, but you know, they don't know.
They don't know radio.
Yeah,
I'd like to see their show on podcasting.
If anyone says too many listeners can't blow up a radio tower, ask them what time their radio show's on.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're telling you.
Yeah, we're telling you how it is.
And we're in
Josh
the business.
Zachary show, so heed our warning. Turn your radios off. Not right now. I walked into the studio, mate. Oh, I was as happy as Larry. You know, Friday afternoon. I didn't have anything else on, believe it or not. And off I went from the 7 o'clock to the 11 o'clock hour. I just went, well, here we go. This is it. We're on for young and old. I walked in. Andy C, he's here already. I'm like, that just shows an absolute true master of the craft. But he's here already, two screens set up. He's got two laptops that he's bought with probably his own personal money and a mixing board of his own, which I hear is Switch 1197s, but he told me to keep that on the down low. We won't get into that. But, mate, straight away, first of all, you probably know right from the word go, a radio show is made up of two bits. There's the talk breaks, which is what we're doing right now.
Yes.
And then there's the music. We kind of tread on the line of purely a music-based show because there was a lot of...
You were giving the people what they want.
We did a lot of music, mostly because we're just trying to figure out what the hell was going on here at the studio. Andy has 1,000 ideas at once.
Yeah. My favorite was, I think, you guys put on November Rain, which went for about 11 minutes. I went,
Yeah.
They're hashing something out here.
But I was very, like I said, very humbled to be called up to the big leagues, as, yeah, you probably will one day. What's that? Bit of air gone.
Yeah, maybe it'll rain, perhaps.
Oh, good. Sudden rain. Keep dry out there, Brisbane.
If it's not raining, you now look like idiots. Because anyone listening goes, they think it's raining. They're looking out their window and going, but it's not.
Hang on a sec.
Fingers crossed. If it is raining, please call 3221-0197. Let us know what's going on out there.
Tell us what the
weather's doing. Is it Armageddon or is it a light sun shower?
Maybe it's all the. It could be a bunch of locusts landing on the roof, mate.
Could be a bunch of applause. Just people enveloping the studio. Here they come. These boys have done it again.
Running
I thought
us.
The Friday Night Frenzy was the peak of radio.
They've done it, and they got the band Stay Close to Capital off. But for those of you probably missed it, because like we said, we kept it on the down low. But here's a snippet of the Josh and Andy C Friday Night Frenzy.
The rain stopped.
Oh, good. Made a fool of us all. But I want you to listen out. This is Andy C, and he's talking about the new Star Wars movie. Mm-hmm. There's two people in this snippet of the Friday Night Frenzy. There's the guy who's really into it. And then there's a guy who's not that into it. See if you can have a listen to see who's who.
Of course, it's called Star Wars The Force Awakens. And the whole idea is, look, it's set 25 years on from Return of the Jedi.
Ooh!
Yes. Now, we know one thing. We know this from it, that obviously Luke and Leia are obviously sisters.
Yeah.
You know, sister and brothers. Ooh. Right? That Han Solo and Leia get together. And they, of course, have two twins. Very, very coincidental that, you know, Luke and Leia were twins. The whole, that's why it says, you know, the Force is very strong in our family.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, what I'm interested to see is if Josh Abraham's actually going to follow the actual normal plot here. Because the normal plot sort of says that, one, someone must turn to the dark side.
Oh, no.
Well, let's face it. I mean, there's always got to be good. There's always got to be evil. There's got to be balance. So...
Yeah.
Josh Abraham has actually done it along with Disney, which is going to be quite interesting. I reckon we're going to organise something for that with Switch.
Looking forward to that.
I'm going to organise it. We might seem to send you along.
No, don't do that. Listen to Hayden James. Something about you on the Friday Night Frenzy with Josh and Andy C. So there you go.
Mate, you don't want to go to a free movie?
I don't want to go see a free movie with Andy C or anyone. But thank you very much, Andy C, for getting me involved. The Underground Revolution, you can catch that on Saturday afternoons. I'm not sure when. Look it up on switch1197.com. Listen to Josh and Zach, switch1197.
Listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on switch1197.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on switch1197, Brisbane's youth alternative. Boys, we're here in the studio with Jordan Stewart and Nathan for the band Stay Close. Boys, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Great. Feel free to throw those headphones on if you so choose. We are just playing some 4014. Are they friends of yours?
They are. Well, yeah. Lockie Bradshaw, he was like sort of in our band and in their band.
Because we all kind of got in touch with each other from Neptune Estate.
We did.
4014, and also B and Jane Lane. They've all been in here, so...
Yeah, we've all played gigs together.
So now we've collected the whole set, which is good.
Yeah,
so is that just generally your group of bands and everything that kind of get around together, or is that kind of like... Is it all part of a bigger... Everyone in Brisbane who's a musician and is a band all kind of hang around together?
I think, like... Well, we come from sort of like the Lone area, which is it's kind of hard to say. We've only sort of started gigging with those guys like kind of recently. We've had a couple gigs together and stuff. And we're open to like spreading it to everyone. So, I mean, you know, everyone's sort of connected with everyone.
The scene is still pretty small in Brisbane as well. So,
oh, okay.
You know, there isn't too many bands still out there really. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, everyone kind of. I mean, what kind of music is yours? Like, how would you... You've got post-hardcore up here as your genre, but you got to stick to that exclusively, or you branch out to do other things?
No, we definitely just like... I mean, post-hardcore is just like a sort of a label, like for our more... Like, the songs we've released, we do sort of everything. We've got massive inspiration sort of from everywhere, and I guess post-hardcore is a good label. We've got like punk energy, stuff like that, but... we're pretty broad, like R&B, everything, just sort of thrown into one.
And is it, do you guys get together all at the same time and write your songs, or is it someone kind of takes the lead on that?
Yeah, I sort of write the bulk of everything. Me and Dylan come together and we sort of go through the structures. We've got some stuff coming out soon that we have been, we sort of did it a little bit differently this time. You know, we wrote a lot more together and Nathan plays Xbox.
Oh, good. Good on you, Nathan. Your favorite game of 2015 so far?
We have a favorite as of yet.
Well, it's only, it's what is it, April. So the writing process is quite fun. So if you want to maybe give the boys a hand.
he's not very good, are you, Nathan?
Stay Close is the band. You can catch them on Facebook, Stay Close Band. Well, Facebook.com, Stay Close Band. And make sure you catch them at Rick's. That's this coming Wednesday, is that right?
That's right, man, yeah.
All right, boys, best of luck with that. And thanks again for coming in.
Thanks, dude.
Cheers. Thanks.
Listening to the Josh and
Zachary Show on Switch 1197. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend. Switch 1197, Brisbane's youth alternative.
It is indeed, Josh.
Oh, Zach, I'm over it.
You're over it.
Mm.
Had enough.
Yep.
You did too much radio for the weekend, man.
No, I was hoping you'd say, I should have cheated you up, but I was going to say, I'm over it. You should have said what? And I would have said the moon about how good Stay Close were.
Oh, okay. No, they were very good.
Very good.
I really enjoyed.
Very tidy band.
Yes, indeed.
But the thing is, we've got to stop having bands in because they keep coming in and just being a lot more talented than you or I.
Yeah, I mean, we have played in a band and now we do radio, so
there you go. That's
you can imagine how good we were at being in a band.
An insight.
Not very.
An insight into our talents. But Zach, we promised a short show and I think we'll deliver. I mean, what is it, 4:21? Oh, God. I don't even know if I want to continue. I've got a massive headache. I'll do this one thing. I checked...
Oh, I'm sure everyone's so relieved. Oh, no. Marge! He's keeping it together for one more talk break. Thank the Lord.
Remember what happens when you make fun of me on the air, mate?
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
This is a fun feature. You want to go down this path, do you?
No.
I was just going to leave this one slide.
Yeah, so, I like what you're doing.
So are we doing impression of the week or do you want to apologise?
I don't want to apologise.
Staple on the show now, mate. Everyone's loving it. Who do you want to do? You got anyone in mind?
I've been working on Snoop Dogg a bit.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. I don't want to do Snoop Dogg, though.
Right, who do you want to do? What are some of your key players?
Andy C.
Christopher. Okay.
Oh no,
Dad! You want to do Christopher Walken?
I'm really bad at Christopher. Like I'm bad at all of them, but Christopher Walken I'm particularly bad with.
I reckon we'll do Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Or do you want to do Arthur Fonzarelli?
Oh yeah, I can do Fonzie.
All right, so we'll do Arthur Fonzarelli on the impression of.
I think this is just like on the cusp of just bad enough to be amusing.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you got to set the scene.
Yeah. All right.
So the scene is you've landed in sunny Australia. You come here for a national tour. To obviously, if you're Arthur Fonzarelli, then you're going around to schools and teaching them what it's like to be cool in a safe way. So no drugs and all the rest of it. All right. So you're at the airport, mate. But hang on a sec. Where's your luggage? They've lost your luggage.
Yeah.
So here we go. And I'm the attendant. Oh, g'day, sir. Can I help you? Welcome to Australia.
Hey!
Starting strong. All the classics.
Every time I do this, I think there's probably a bunch of cool people listening.
Oh, there would be.
Hey!
So, is there a problem? I need to move the line along.
Mr. C, I lost my luggage.
Oh my God, you're Arthur Fonzarelli.
Hey. Oh.
Sorry, sir. I mean, can you please, what colour was your bag? Just so as we know, when we see it, we'll know that you've got the right one.
It was canary yellow.
It was anything in the bag that that maybe if we open it, we can make sure it is yours. Some things that we'll know that these definitely belong to Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah, yeah. There was some say no to drugs pamphlets in there. Ay.
Anything else?
No.
No. All right.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
Nailed it once again, mate.
I just got a... sorry.
What's going on?
I just got a message that threw me while I was... very unprofessional to read, you know, the messages on.
Oh.
But it's a bit of a blast from the past.
Oh, good.
Justin writes, "Hey, man. Looks like you've been doing well. How you been?" "I've seen my Facebook. It does not look like I'm doing well." He's talking out his ass.
Josh and Zach straight back to wrap up the show straight after this. Jennifer Lopez, Dance Again. Stick around. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay.